Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Me'ila Yudalid, Me'ila 14a. Pagination is 27. We'll start on the facing page, three lines up. Masnisen at the new Mishnah. Hakein Sheberosh Ha'ilon. There's a nest atop a tree, Shal Hektish. And the tree is Hektish. Lonenin Velo Moalin. You're not allowed to have Hanoa from the nest. But if you did, it's not true me'ila. Now, there are a lot of variables over here. We're talking about the nest itself. The nest, you want to use it for kindling, for a fire, let's say. Are we talking about the contents of the nest, the chicks, the eggs? If we're talking about the nest, what type of material was the nest built from? Is it from the Hektish tree itself that the bird plucked things from and built the nest? Or is it me'alma, generally collected twigs, grasses? Another thing to consider is, when was the nest built? Was it there at the time that the tree was made kadosh, hektish, or was it built afterwards? So there's a lot to work with. We're just kind of brushing the surface over here. But that's the ruling regarding the nest. If it's in a hektish tree, lo nenin velo moalin. You're not allowed to benefit from it, but it's not true me'ila. Sheba Ashera, if this tree on the other side of the spectrum would be in the discussion of Avodah Zorah, so the nest is in an Avodah Zorah tree, Yatiz Bikone, you agitate it with a rod and get it out of the tree. You're not going to want to climb the tree because the tree is an Asherah tree. A little thoughtful there. But you're going to be able to knock it out of the tree, and then you'd be able to use it, apparently. Hamaktish es hachoresh, if a person made an entire forest hektish, you look at Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the page, ya'ar, choresh is a forest. Mo'alin bekulo, everything has me'ila associated with it. That means that even its wood, branches, shavings, leaves, whatever you're dealing with is going to be considered me'ila because the entire forest became kadosh. This is in contrast with the Mishnah on the current daf, Yedalid Amud Aleph, which states, six lines up from the bottom, Hagizbarim Shalakhu Eitzim, if the caretaker of the Beis HaMikdash purchased trees, wood, he wanted for construction, he wanted beams, timber, Moalim Be'eitzim Ve'in Moalim Lo B'Shifui V'Lo B'Neviya. The me'ila is only in the timbers, because that's all he wants. The shavings, the leaves, things that get cut off from it were never intended to be purchased, and they can be discarded, and people can use them, and that's no problem. It's only the wood itself of the timber that's kadosh. Again, if you did the entire forest, so then the entire forest, with all of its ramifications, becomes kadosh. Let's continue from the top of Yedalid. Itmar, we learned. Avodas Kochav, when you're dealing with Avodah Zarah, like an Asherah tree, Shenishtabra me'elaha, that broke on its own. Now that's important, because we have a halacha that if a non-Jew was mevatel an Avodah Zarah, it becomes batel. It's no longer an Avodah Zarah and does not have the restrictions of use on it, like an Avodah Zarah anymore. Over here, it was Nishtabra Me'eleha. It broke on its own. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Asura. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's still going to be Asur because it was never Nispatel. No owner made it Batel. No owner discarded it. It just broke, unbeknownst to him. For Reish Lakish Omar Muteris. And Reish Lakish says it's Mutter, it's permitted. Once it's broken, it's done. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura. Rabbi Yochanan says it's forbidden de la batla Ovid Kochavim because the Ovid Kochavim has not been mevatalit, and that's what we need to undo its Avodah Zarah status. For Reish Lakish Amar Muteres, and Reish Lakish says it's permitted. Meimar Omar, he certainly says, he gufa lo matzla, the Avodah Zarah couldn't save itself. Lididi matzla li, you think it's going to be able to save me, and therefore he no longer worships it. And we actually have to say more than that, because in logic, he might not know that it broke on its own. But when he originally designated it as an Avodah Zarah, we assume, it's presumed that he's only designating it with the assumption that he could conceive it as an Avodah Zarah. But even at the time that he designates it, that he consecrates it, so to speak, even at that time, if it's not going to stand on its own strength, he doesn't want it to be an Avodah Zarah. He has no faith in it. And that loss of confidence makes it that it's not an Avodah Zarah now that it's broken in front of us. We find it broken, even if he was not physically mevatalit, and even if he didn't know that it got broken. The obvious discussion is going to be regarding our Mishnah, Ba'ashera, the nest that's in the tree, and he's able to retrieve it and use it. The Jew is able to come, according to the Mishnah, Yatiz Bekona, and remove it. How does that work? How is it going to be permitted? Eisvei Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan. Hakein sheberosha ilan shel hektish einenin velo moalin. When it's in hektish, no benefit, but it's not true me'ila. Sheba asherah yatiz bekane, but if it's in an asherah, you could knock it out. My love, isn't it talking about the itva migufa, that the twigs which make the nest are asherah twigs, broken from the tree itself, uketana yatiz bekane, and you knock it out of the tree, and that knocking it out of the tree is going to cause it to no longer be an Avodah Zarah. That seems to be Reish Lakish's approach, that nishtabra me'eleha, once it breaks, there's a loss of confidence and it's no longer Avodah Zarah. Lo da'aisietze me'alma. No, the reason it's permitted is because the wood, the twigs, came elsewhere, not from the Asherah tree, and that's why they don't really need to be undone from being Avodah Zarah, because they never were from the Avodah Zarah tree. The Gemara continues and develops and has how Rabbi Yochanan truly deflects it, but for our purposes, just to touch on these Gemaras and appreciate the question of the nest in a tree, if it's a hektish tree, if it's an Asherah tree, the concept that if a person is makdish an entire forest, then it's everything with all of its ramifications. But if he only is designating the timber for the Beis HaMikdash, then indeed only that wood becomes Kadosh and all of the secondary things are not going to be hektish or with Me'ila ramifications. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.